For NPR Illinois, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll. Organic product sales totaled around $50 billion and now account for more than 5% of total food sales in the U.S., according to an industry survey. As the demand in Illinois grows, advocates are pushing for more support for organic farmers in the 2018 Farm Bill. Farmers who wish to grow organic products must become certified through strict standards, currently a three-year process. U.S. Congressman Rodney Davis, a Republican from Taylorville, serves on the House Agriculture Committee. He says those standards should be protected.
It's a certain set of standards that they have to meet as a grower to be able to use that organic label. We need to use that same process for what a GMO label means, so that our consumers, when they're in the stores, understand when it says organic or it says non-GMO, they know exactly what standards have been met.
Davis says this will be addressed in the 2018 Farm Bill. The House version of the bill includes a $10 million increase for organic research, but eliminates funding for organic cost-sharing programs, which is important for those obtaining or renewing certification. The current Farm Bill expires next month. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.